following program was produced by the United States Courts.
You're listening to the Supreme Court Landmark Series, where we take a quick look into some of the High Court's most influential decisions. In each episode, we talk with a law professor about how these decisions shaped history and continue to impact us today. In this episode, we talk with Melanie Wilson, an assistant law professor at the University of Kansas Law School, on the landmark 1961 case, Mapp v. Ohio, which deals with our Fourth Amendment protection from unreasonable searches and seizures. The case began in Cleveland, Ohio, at the home of Dollery Mapp. Police believed she was hiding a suspected bomber and demanded entry and later forced their way into her home. Mapp refused to let the police enter without a search warrant. Police showed her a piece of paper they said was a warrant, but Mapp never got a chance to inspect the paper before the police began searching her house. They did not find the suspected bomber, but they did find some obscene pictures in Mapp's basement. The police arrested Mapp for possessing the pornography. Professor Melanie Wilson gives us the legal background.
Before the case of Mapp versus Ohio, it was impermissible in federal court to use evidence that had been obtained in violation of the Fourth Amendment if federal officers had obtained that information. However, in the state courts, law enforcement officers, either federal or state, could take evidence that was seized in violation of the Fourth Amendment, and they could take it to those state courts, and someone could be prosecuted criminally in those courts.
At Mapp's trial in an Ohio court, she was convicted for possessing the pornography. Mapp appealed to the Ohio Supreme Court and argued unsuccessfully that her Fourth Amendment rights had been violated in the search. Mapp then appealed her case to the United States Supreme Court. Her appeal argued that her Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable searches had been violated, and that the unlawfully seized evidence should not be used against her. The court agreed that criminal evidence had to be obtained lawfully with a search warrant. In 1961, the High Court handed down a 5-3 decision in favor of Mapp, ruling that unlawfully seized evidence cannot be used in state courts.
Principally because before the decision, even when someone's privacy was clearly violated, that is, their constitutional rights were trampled, the law enforcement officers, the government, could still use evidence that they obtained through unconstitutional means to criminally prosecute someone. And so by prohibiting them from doing so, it gave a great deal more protection to the individual citizen. And at least at a minimum, it put pressure on law enforcement officers to act more professionally and to comply with the Constitution.
Even after 50 years, Mapp v. Ohio continues to be important today.
Especially with the change in technology, because with changes in technology, police officers and the government have a lot more, I suppose, tools that both help solve crimes, but also potentially impair people's individual privacy. And so to the extent that they still have to be mindful of people's privacy rights, Fourth Amendment privacy rights, when they use that new technology, I think that's really important. And so even though it's an old case, it continues to have, I think, important implications even today.
The decision in Mapp v. Ohio still provides the foundation for court cases dealing with the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable searches and seizures. Join us for more landmark Supreme Court case episodes at uscourts.gov.